Emergency workers outside Oklahoma City are racing this hour to find more people who may still be trapped beneath the wreckage of yesterday's mammoth tornado. They have rescued dozens of people from the rubble of homes and schools. Welcome news to first responders who had earlier recovered 24 bodies, including those of 9 children. Betsy Randolph, a spokesperson for Oklahoma Highway Patrol, says rescuers are combing through the same areas they previously searched, hoping to find anyone they might have missed.
Some of those were covered with debris under a shelter, and so that's what we're hoping to continue to find for the remainder of the day. We're very hopeful for that.
So far, more than 200 patients and more have been treated at area hospitals. Kirk Wartney with member station KGOU has been surveying the tornado damage, which stretches for about 17 miles and more. He says it's not just homes, schools, and other buildings leveled. There are piles of twisted metal of what used to be vehicles.
There are probably, I would guess, 80 to 90 cars just piled on each other. And it's you can't figure out really how that would happen.
Kirk Wartney of member station KGOU.